Hello and welcome to the Southern Tier News for upstate New York, here in the Southern Tier of New York State on this November 16th, 2015. And we are live on the record here at the Blab. I want to say good morning and welcome to news items from the Southern Tier of upstate New York, November 16th, 2015. And today is Monday, November 16th, the 320th day of 2015. There are 45 days left in this year. And on this date in history, before we get to the news items, in 1776, British troops captured Fort Washington in New York during the American Revolution. And in 1907, on this date, Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union. And then in 1933, the United States and the Soviet Union established diplomatic relations. And in 1960, Academy Award winner actor Clark Gable died in Los Angeles at age 59 on this day. And in 1973, on this day, Skylab 4 carried a crew of three astronauts and was launched from Cape Canaveral for an 84-day mission. And we have longer missions than that on the International Space Station. So I want to say hello and welcome to the broadcast here. This is news that I'll be reading from local news agencies that have put out the news for today here in the Southern Tier of New York, primarily Tioga and Broome County, where I'm at. So let's get right to the news. This past Saturday, which was November 14th, deputies, Tioga County or Broome County deputies took in two suspects stolen from cars in the town of Union, New York. Two men were arrested from stealing out of cars, the Broome County Sheriff's Official's Office released, as far as in a press release. Let's see if I can get these names right. Vertus Torren Jr., 27, and Jacob Sterling, 21, both of Endwell, New York, were taken into custody on Smith Drive this past Saturday morning. Broome County deputies say they found the suspects with stolen items from several vehicles. Torren and Sterling were charged with criminal possession of stolen property, criminal possession of controlled substance, and conspiracy. They will appear in the town of Union Court at a later date. Deputies say some of the items have been returned to their rightful owners, but there are more recovered items that have not yet been returned. Some of the items include digital cameras, sunglasses, a vaporizing device, I guess that's an e-cigarette, and gift cards. Deputies say the items most likely came from unlocked vehicles, so that makes a good reminder to make sure you lock your vehicle in the Endwell area and in areas of the Country Club Road and Smith Drive. Residents that may have items taken from their vehicles rummaged through can contact the Broome County Sheriff's Office. And as we're moving on, we have in local news here, local students to perform in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade, which comes up here in another 2 weeks. Three local students were chosen to audition to perform in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Of these three students, 15-year-old Shannon Clark and sophomore at Green High School make the cut. Clark will now travel to New York City 6 days prior to her Thanksgiving Day performance and begin rehearsal with musicians from all over the United States. Clark and the rest of the musicians are expected to see a crowd of up to 2.5 million people in this year's parade, and around 50 million television viewers. And that's one parade that at the end of it, Santa Claus appears and it is officially the Christmas season. Two men arrested in connection in multiple car burglaries. We just went over that that article here. So I'm not going to repeat that. So we have also here in Owego, New York, early morning power outage in Owego. A large portion of downtown Owego was without power early this morning. Responding fire police say that motor vehicles collided with a telephone pole on Central Ave, causing a transfer to explode. Power was restored to North Ave just after 5:30 a.m. this morning. Some other areas took longer to restore. The area near the accident was closed off for part of this morning, but is now reopened. And now for the big local news, I have to say that the Tioga County or Tioga Central High School Tigers advanced to the Class D state football semifinals after this weekend's win. And for the fifth straight season, with a 50-14 cruise past Section 3 Sandy Creek this past weekend, or actually last Friday, they advance to the state champions. And it wasn't Jason Vahus, but rather Jesse Manuel, who returned to haunt the Sandy Creek football team this past last Friday. Friday the 13th, Manuel racked up 235 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns, and Tioga took advantage of 5 first half turnovers to beat Sandy Creek 50-14 in the state quarterfinals at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton. So that was the quarterfinals. The Tigers improved to 10-1 overall and will play in the state semifinals this upcoming Friday for the fifth straight season. Congratulations to the Tioga County or Tioga Central High School Tigers. And that is the local news here. I'm going to be doing this periodically for the local news. If I don't post it up on my Twitter, you can follow me. I'm Rich Roberts. I'm over there on Twitter at Fireman Rich. And I'm also here on Blab at Fireman Rich too. And also at Fireman Rich also. And it's sort of going to be just reading the local news from my neck of the woods here in upstate New York, and sort of take pleasure in this, doing this, because it's what Blab is all about. And it gives me a chance to test out some of the new features, which Blab has to offer as a platform to live stream. And a lot of neat little items to work with. And most recently here at the beginning of this Blab, as far as there is a show card now that you don't have to, you can use to broadcast, which I think is a neat feature. So the Blab team is doing an outstanding job, and I'm planning on utilizing this a little bit more on broadcasting or live streaming, I should say, here on Blab. So I want to say thank you for your view here of the news items from the Southern Tier of upstate New York on this Monday, November 16th, 2015. Thank you for watching this on the replay. And with that, I bid you to have a good day, live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.